So here we are again for the Shifting Perspectives podcast. My name is Richard Bailey and I'm joined today by the one and the only Sarah Merriman.
Hi.
Now, Sarah holds a special place in my heart and probably lots of you listening because, well, not only is she a wonderful human being, she was also the inspiration behind the book written by her father and mother, Andy and Annie Merriman. Yeah. And the book was called A Minor Adjustment, The Story of Sarah, A Remarkable Child. And the book was published in 1999, and that was the same year that my daughter Billie Jo was born. And A Minor Adjustment was a great read, and it was something that we needed at the time. And it was full of warmth, wit, but overall it was full of the love Andy and Ali have for Sarah. And the book went on to become a radio comedy series featuring Peter Davidson. And more recently, in fact it was last year, Andy has written a follow-up book to A Minor Adjustment called A Major Adjustment, How a Remarkable Child Became a Remarkable Adult. And I think you were writing some of that as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Sarah is a remarkable adult. Her school years were spent at a local mainstream secondary school, where she gained the equivalent of 4 GCSEs. In fact, I came to your school, didn't I, when I was taking photographs of you for one of the early Shifting Perspectives calendars.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that was good fun. And after school, there was 2 years at Haringey Sixth Form, studying life skills, hospitality and catering. And that was followed by 3 years at the Foxes Academy in Minehead, where I think you gained a level one NVQ in food and beverage service safety. Then you were on the TV show Kitchen Impossible, and I think that was 2015. Wow. And that led to a job at a central London hotel where you are still working 4 mornings a week, travelling the tube independently.
Yep.
Okay. So that was a very quick whiz through your life, Sarah. Yeah. But what I'd like to do now is to say a proper hello and ask you a few questions about your life. So, hello, Sarah Merriman.
Hello. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, maybe we could start with your job and perhaps you could let our listeners know what you do at work and what you enjoy about your job.
Okay. Well, my job is a hotel in central London. I travel trained first to get there with staff. Then I do it independently now and I love my job.
So you travel into central London on the tube, on your own, in rush hour?
Yes.
And how do you find that?
Ooh, a bit hard, but I do it.
Yeah? Does it take you long to work out how to get to the hotel, or...?
Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
But I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know London rush hour is very busy.
Very busy.
Yeah. And when you get to work, so what are the kind of things that you do?
So basically what I do, I meet and greet the guest and take the room numbers. And they can choose to sit in the front of a restaurant or back of a restaurant. So it's like a full hotel. And I do the setups for breakfast.
Yeah.
And when I finish their breakfast, I take all the plates and put all the way. That's the job.
Okay, perfect. And did you have jobs before this one, or because this is a paid job, isn't it?
This is my paid job.
And can I ask how much do you get, or is that secret?
I don't know actually about that question.
Okay, that's fair enough. So this is a paid job?
Yes.
And did you have jobs before this one?
Well, when I started here, I used to work in McCarvey House as a receptionist. Uh-huh. And then charity shop in All Aboard. What else? Camo's House, another reception job.
Okay, so you'd had a few jobs beforehand, but they were volunteer jobs. So this one's different
because
this
is a paid job.
Proper paid job. Yeah. That's good. So you've got some money in your pocket in the week.
And I'm rich.
You're rich.
Yeah, hopefully.
Are you saving up for anything?
Not really.
No? Nothing?
Going to New York.
Ah, going to New York.
That's my dream, my hope.
Saving up to go to New York. Yeah. Why New York?
Well, because I haven't been to New York. And also, It sounds a bit crazy because I watch Glee. I'm a big, massive fan of Glee, and it's set in New York.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you, so. Who are the people in Glee, mate?
Oh, I know everybody. Yeah. Finn.
Yeah.
Rachel and Mercedes, Tina, Artie.
So there's a fair few of them. Yeah. So, yeah. So would you be able to see the sights and sounds of Glee when you go to New
My
York?
Favourite character has to be Rachel.
Why is that?
Because she's famous, and she's Jewish.
Yeah.
Her hair's a bit like my hair.
Uh-huh.
And it reminds me of Rachel because it's me.
Great. So that was your job at the hotel, which you're doing there, and you've been doing that for how many years?
Gosh. Maybe. When I started that program, Kitchen Impossible.
Yeah. So that's about four years ago.
Yeah,
isn't
4 years
so
ago.
So you've been doing it for 4 years. Wow.
Yeah, because I had this friend called Annalie, and she had this special agent to put me in the program, and that's how I took my job.
And how was that? Did you enjoy that experience?
Yeah, it was amazing.
What was the name of the chap who?
Michelle Rue Jr.
Michelle Rue Jr. That was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a fun program.
It was good.
Yeah. And so from there, you were able to then go on and get the job at the hotel.
Yes. And also, I'd like to mention this as well. It's because it's nice it took me in for this job because some jobs don't take disabilities in their jobs. But in this job, they took me in, even though I've got Down syndrome, they didn't say anything, go get out or whatever.
And they've been really helpful to
me. And they've been amazing, helpful to me. It's an amazing job.
Fantastic. That's great stuff. So perhaps we should now go back in time and talk about your school life.
Cool.
So can you tell us what school life was like, maybe at primary school or secondary school or both?
It was good. A couple of maths and stuff. Good friends. And afterwards, I went to APS, Alexander Park School. That's my second year.
Yeah.
And the same again, it's another school.
Did you enjoy it? Were there other people with Down syndrome at the school, or was it just you?
I think my friend Nikita, you know Nikita.
Yes.
And she's also got Down syndrome like me, and she's got glasses.
Was she in the same year as you, or did
no,
she?
No, different year.
Different year, so. Yeah. Okay. And because that's a kind of big secondary school, isn't it, in London?
Yeah, it is.
How did you feel with so many kids there? And
God, there's so many kids there.
Yeah.
But I get to have a lot of friends hang out after school sessions. My dad was the governor of that school.
He was keeping them in check, was he?
Well, it wasn't there, he was at home.
So what were your favourite lessons at secondary school, do you think?
Oh, gosh. I like maths, but I'm very hard at doing maths. So I can't count money. That's hard for me. I did like PE. I took as my GCSE. Let me think. Science. French.
I did French. Wow.
I know a few words of French.
Go on then, tell me.
Happy birthdays and the born in the Vosser. That's all I know.
Very good. And I came in and took photographs of you, do you remember?
I remember that,
Yeah, we had some of your friends there.
Yeah, Liam and Alice and all that.
Yeah, I think that was one of the early Shifting Perspectives calendars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, secondary school was fun.
Yeah.
We enjoyed that.
I did.
And then, after school, you headed away from home in London.
Yeah.
Down to the West Country and the Foxes Academy.
Yeah, for 3 years.
For 3 years. I don't know Foxes that well, so well, is there anything you can tell me about that?
Basically, I was homesick. I wanted to come home.
Yeah.
But then after that, I'm like, enjoying myself.
So you first of all, you were homesick, and, yeah. And then you settled in, and
yeah,
yeah.
And I was working like, housekeeping, food prep, food service. So I did all three departments, and I chose one, and that is food service, and I passed that as my MBQ.
Perfect, brilliant. And what else did you get up to down there? Because it wasn't all just work.
No, so it's fun, really socialising. We go out to, like, activities in the West Community College. Dancing, Zumba, trampolining, drama.
Loads of stuff. So they kept you busy even when you weren't working?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And was it a big academy, or do you remember how many people were down there?
Oh gosh, there's loads of people.
Yeah.
First year, second year, third years. When I was a first year, I was in Fox's Den. And then after that, I was in Fox's Grove in my second year. In my third year, I was in Fox's Court to get more independent.
Independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you that was the first time that you were living away from your mum and dad. So
yeah.
You said that you were homesick, but
I was.
But you settled in quite quickly after a while. So
yeah, I normally talk to staff.
Yeah.
About foxes.
If you were homesick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good.
That's very helpful.
And did you get to come home very often, or?
Not much.
I suppose it would be in half terms and
holidays
and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. So after 3 years. You gained what was it, an NVQ?
Food service.
In food service.
Yeah.
Perfect. So we can see the career path that you're going
and
on.
And all of my evidence is in my room.
And so you've got all the certificates.
Everything.
Everything.
Brilliant. Even trophies.
Trophies?
Yeah.
What were the trophies for?
For at Foxes.
Yeah.
It was called Best Learner of the Year.
Brilliant.
So you got that too.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
I bet that was a proud moment.
It was.
Yeah.
Very, very proud moment.
Yeah. Wonderful. So after Foxes, you came back to London.
Yes, to my parents.
To your parents. And now you've been living here for...
I've been here for, wow, 4 years September.
4 years in September.
Oh my God.
And so can you describe where we are now? How would you describe it?
Well, I describe down here... There's a Jewish home where I'm living at, and because what we do, when we go shopping, we get the kosher meat for...
So do you go shopping by yourself,
or
do you with...
My flatmates.
With your flatmates, uh-huh.
Yeah. What else?
Do you do your own cooking here?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I do, sometimes... I set the table up as well.
So do you cook for the whole house, or would you cook just for yourself?
For the, we've got the rota with names, but we've got staff to help support us. And sometimes we do that, and sometimes staff cooks.
They cook as well.
As well.
What do you like to cook? What's your favourite?
Okay, if it was me, it has to be spaghetti bolognese.
Yum, yum.
With garlic bread.
Better, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, lovely. So you've been here for 4 years.
Yes.
Now, again, well, I suppose because you were at Foxes, you were used to living away from home. But,
yeah.
So, do you still miss your mum and dad?
No.
You don't?
No.
I bet you do, though.
I do sometimes.
Yeah.
When it's my birthday, I went to see them.
Yeah.
I went for dinner.
And you like you because you like your independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems you're very independent. What about your brothers? Do you miss them?
Yeah, sometimes. I love my brothers. So, and also, I like to mention, I love this house.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is the best house. Only, I said that because the staff is here, is wonderful. And I can get to talk to them. If I am down or upset about something, I go to them and I talk to them.
So they're good. They're good listeners, are they? And
I think they are.
Yeah.
Amazing listeners.
So if you have any problems, they
I'll go to them.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Sounds like a great place to live.
And my key worker, Demi, as well. Elizabeth, Yolanda, all of them are just incredible. You know, I just... Yeah.
Sounds brilliant. So as I said before, where'd you go out? What would you be your favourite day out if you go out? Or if you go out in the evening? I mean, you know, if you do you socialise? Do you go out with your friends?
Yeah, I socialise with my friends a lot when I'm not working.
And where do you like to go? What's the best?
Sometimes I like to go to cinemas. Good. And I go to pub nights with my friends. We eat out for dinner. That's what we do.
Now then, I hear you are a big fan of Tottenham Hotspur.
I am.
Yeah, like your dad.
Yeah.
And you go to the matches often?
Sometimes. Last time I went on Boxing Day with the family, mum, dad, in Wembley Park. It was fantastic.
Was it?
We won 5-0 to us.
Perfect. That's a good Boxing Day.
Because I guessed it. I guessed 5-0 and it was 5-0.
This year.
Yeah.
And I imagine there's lots of shouting going on.
Oh, yeah.
And swearing?
Yes. Especially me.
You were swearing?
Sometimes. Every time I watch Tottenham match or whatever, I get really wound up.
Yeah.
With Tottenham.
You get excited and...
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what happens at football.
And
yeah.
Angry.
Yeah.
If I lose and I can't be like really upset and texting Daniel saying, what's happening with Tottenham? It's crap.
And how about the gym? Are you keeping yourself fit? Oh dear.
I do keep fit.
Yeah.
I do dancing in my room.
Yeah.
I need to get back to the gym.
Gym, have you stopped going?
I shouldn't really say this, but yes, I haven't been out to a gym yet for a long time.
No. It happens, doesn't it? I think you just need to get back into it and then, well, if that's your
thing. The reason why I stopped going, because I, I was hiding away from everything.
Oh dear, okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
Because I had a boyfriend and everybody was talking about it, like rumours, gossiping. And I didn't go out anywhere. I was in my room crying my eyes out.
Oh no.
Eating chocolate in bed. And I didn't go to the gym. And I need to get back into it. Some point after the snow.
After the snow, yeah. And then you can forget about
everything.
All of that, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm alright.
Yeah. Are you alright to talk about boyfriends? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought he was the one for me.
Yeah.
But I was broken. I was not broken, but broken hearted. I had this meeting with staff and with him, and we ended our relationship. And I was honest as well because I couldn't give him what he wanted. So then I had to go cry, and then and that was it.
Okay.
And it's gonna be hard this year, only because I met him on the 11th of February.
And how long were you going out with each other?
Oh gosh, it's been when I started here 4 years,
four
September.
Years.
And it was in February this month.
Yeah.
11th of February. My first date was the 14th of February on Valentine's Day. But apparently I heard people talking about him's got another girlfriend and but I want to move on in my life as well.
Yeah.
I can't keep dragging into it.
No. You'll find somebody else, Sarah, I'm sure of that.
Well, I don't want any boys in my life.
You don't want any boys in your life. You had enough of boys.
I want my dad and my brothers. Yeah. That's it.
That's it. Okay.
Focus on my job.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
So looking forward to 2019, and do you have any plans, celebrations, because you're going on a holiday?
Yeah. I'm going to Greece with my friends.
Lovely.
And I can't wait.
Yeah.
I need a break. Lovely. From everything.
Yeah. So is that who's going out there then? Is it a big gang of you or?
Yeah, me, my friend, me, Amanda, a couple of others are coming. Demi's supporting us, and probably Atlanta, I think.
Brilliant.
No, can't wait. Yeah. I'm gonna go there and get pissed. I don't really drink, but.
But whilst on holiday, you know.
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds great fun. So anyway, so your dad's book has helped other families who have children with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
How proud does that make you that your story has helped others?
Very proud. Sometimes I do think of myself, I don't like having Down syndrome myself. I put myself down, but sometimes I say to myself, you know what, it's part of me, you know, and carry on with my life, and that's it.
That sounds like a really good way to think. If you could give one piece of advice to a teenager,
right,
you know, with Down syndrome, God, about the future,
yes,
what would it be?
This, I don't know, is really a part of them. Become, all of us got disabilities. It's like me, my friends have the same disability. It's like what do you call it? A group of people who's got disabilities, and it's a part of who they are.
Yeah.
And just enjoy life. If you have a boyfriend, then you have a boyfriend. If you don't have a boyfriend, just continue with your life.
And what was it? You just said enjoy life, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's probably a good thing to tell people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy people.
Yeah.
Enjoy life. So I think there we must end. It's been an honour and a privilege to chat to the wonder that is Sarah Merriman. And I hope, dear listener, that you've also enjoyed your short time in her company. My name is Richard Bailey, and this podcast is one of a series produced for the Down Syndrome Association. So please do look out for more podcasts under the Shifting Perspectives headline. And I think that would probably be it. So Sarah, shall we say goodbye to everybody?
Yeah. Let's say goodbye to everybody.
And we're going to wave as well. Wave. Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Sarah.